Just close our eyes. We'll start our meditation, and we'll move through and work with each of the four tools to further embed them, embody them. Embody is probably better than embed. So just be in that place in the middle of your head. And your connection to the earth. Of your own meditation practice here. And being aware of the energy of the earth pulling up through your feet. Of what color is the earth today? Letting that aligning, rejuvenating earth energy flow through you. What's your favorite part of nature? Let that favorite part of nature be what flows up through your feet. And from the middle of the head, looking up through the top of the head. Seeing that flow of gold and platinum, then there might be other colors too. It might look like the northern light. Might look like the colors that we see from the Hubble telescope, looking at a galaxy. Letting your awareness glide up through that beam of energy, that beam of light, that thread in the fabric of the universe, infinitely upward. But that is the flow of you. It is the flow of potential. That unifying consciousness flowing right through the center of your head, right through the center of your body, straight down into the earth. Like a beautiful bead on a strand, a limitless self, shish kebab, spirit on a stick. Go on and on. Just in that place in the center of the head. Take a moment to notice your body moving with your breath. Just have the consideration that you, all of the you that you've developed over your life, let it get comfortable in your body. Just have the idea that all of the you that you've brought forward over your life, all of the awesomeness that you've said, yes, this part of the potential of who I am, I'm going to bring this in right now. Yes, yes. You have brought forward a part of the universe and it has formed the you that you are. That you've chosen that these are the parts I'd like to experience now. And it's preparatory. What you've built yourself to be is preparatory for the new aspects that you wish to bring forward that will become a new version of you. Before this new version, we're going into our first tool of the thought, of realizing that we can choose our thoughts, if you consider thought as pieces of code in a program, and that each thought, you know, dictates action, dictates state of mind. So for the part of you that you'd like to bring forward next, there may be code that needs to be rewritten or simply deleted. Just saying. So out in front of you in a big, beautiful, and make it beautiful, a big, beautiful ball, a sphere, an orb. You can bedazzle, you can bedazzle it. And this can be a total surprise. You don't have to know ahead of time. But let the one thought or the one piece of code, it may be a string of related thought, that needs to be modified or deleted so that the new aspect of you, the new level of potential to be an expanded you can come forward and be written. So first we're going to have what needs to be removed. And you can also do it the other way, and we'll probably try both ways today, but I'll explain that in a minute. And it might just be a color, it might be, you might hear a sound, you might get a scent. So whatever it is that you are aware of there, from the middle of your head, as if you are saying hello to someone, acknowledge it and thank it for doing its job. And give it permission to either disappear or to change appropriately. And then the whole, once that's completed, then the whole sphere or bubble will disappear. Now, these are all your thoughts. Or these are all the thoughts you've chosen that either you have thought or others have thought. You go, oh, that's a good thought. I think I'll take that one. So you're simply reprogramming. You're going through your thoughts. No, I don't need this one. You're decluttering. You're upgrading. You're culling. All right. Next, would you let a new sphere appear? And this is the thought, and it could be a beautiful shape, a symbol, a flow of color. It could be a very specific word or words. But this is the part of you that you now have room to bring forward. This is from limitless potential. You know, I'd like to add this to who I am, whatever the this is. And let that appear in that sphere. And give it a hello and thank it. And if you wish, you can ask it what it does. What is this new part of you? And if you get a sense of it, you can make a note, write it down. And take a nice breath. And let that, get permission for that bubble to disappear. That new part of you is beginning to integrate. And next, let a rose appear, a life-size rose, a few feet out in front of you, with a nice long stem into the earth. And this rose is your life. Nice to know that you can just say hello to the whole kit and caboodle. And from the middle of your head, send a ping, send a hello. And let this rose, notice what color the bloom is, stem going all the way into the earth. Would you give permission for this rose to now shift to include the changes you made, to express this new aspect of you that you've brought forward, and of course the part of you that the thought that you released. But let it show you what it was like before, and let it show you how your life is shifting right now because of it. Your whole life, everything, your dimension of reality is shifting. We do this all the time, we just don't know we do it, so we're just acknowledging that yes, we shift in and out of different dimensions all the time. That's kind of how we roll. It's not a big deal, it's just what we do. Just notice how your life is grounded now differently. And what is one word or phrase that sums up the shift that you see, and just write that down. Go ahead and let that, give permission for that rose to dissolve. And it will continue to resonate in its new state of being. All right. And next, would you let a rose or a symbol a few feet out in front of you for your mind? And then a rose or a symbol can be another type of image for your heart. And then another symbol next to the heart, so the heart's in the middle, for your body, the whole thing, your physical body. Any kind of symbol. And if your mind's a blank, you can just let a rose appear, and that rose will take on the characteristics of each. And with the heart at the center, would you give a hello to the heart? And notice the spot of gold in the middle of that symbol. And give permission for that gold to expand until it's shining and encompassing the entire heart. And then give a hello to the mind. And notice the point of gold, or it might all be gold, that's in that symbol for the mind. And give it permission to expand so that that gold is flowing through and shining through and encompassing the entire mind. And then do the same with the body. Symbol for the body on the other side of the heart. Give a hello to the gold. Let gold expand so that the whole symbol for the body is shining gold. And would you give permission for the heart to say hello and introduce yourself to the mind and then the body. And if you like, you can have the three of them in a little circle. I guess it would be a triangle. So the body is also saying hello to the mind, and vice versa. And if you like, this is kind of fun, is give them permission to start to spin so that that three-pointed circle or that triangle is spinning. And it spins so fast until it's simply a gold circle. And it spins faster until it's a gold line, and then it disappears. When it disappears, it's completely aligned. There is no isness. There is no separation. It is one with the universe now. And that's a good day. And just take a breath. Just hold a loving thought in the middle of your head.